The drama around Prime Minister Tsvangirai's proposed weekend wedding continued today after a second woman, this time a South African national, filed papers in the lower court seeking to stop the Premier from marrying his fiancée, Elizabeth Macheka, on Saturday. In the court papers, 35-year-old Nosipho Regina Shilubane said Mr. Tsvangirai breached his promise to marry her. Shilubane said the Prime Minister had proposed to pay a bride price or lobola for her in January this year, but did not turn up on the day for the big event. She claimed in the court papers that Mr. Tsvangirai did not turn up for the traditional ceremony due to pressing government business. The court papers show that the Premier promised to pay lobola for Shilubane in December this year. The irate South African woman, who presented pictures of her with Mr. Tsvangirai, said she visited several resorts with the Premier, adding that their engagement party was held in 2010. This court case comes as another woman, prominent businesswoman Lokadia Karimatsenga Tembo, is also seeking to stop Mr. Tsvangirai from marrying Elizabeth. One of Karimatsenga's attorneys, Dumisani Mutombeni, said the defense team requested more time to go through objection papers filed by Shilubane and Karimatsenga's lawyers to the magistrate who issued a marriage license to Mr. Tsvangirai.
To a particular point, but otherwise he intends to restrict himself to the papers filed so that the matter can be disposed of as soon as possible, and any party which would be aggrieved with the outcome, that is the findings of the magistrate, can as soon as possible seek further recourse.
Shilubane's lawyer, Wellington Paspanojga, concurred.
The position is the same as my learned colleague. The matter has been postponed to tomorrow, first thing in the morning, 8 a.m., to enable the counsel for the applicants to have sight of the papers, peruse the papers, and possibly file their opposing papers to the objections by both parties. That is my client and my learned colleague's client. My client is mainly objecting to the issuance of the license for marriage. Our papers, the filed of record, are explicit. I cannot comment further at this time because the matter is still sub judice.
Magistrate Mnamato Mutevedzi said he would not entertain any oral submissions tomorrow to allow any party that would be aggrieved by his ruling to seek further recourse in superior courts before the wedding day. President Robert Mugabe, Malawian President Joyce Banda, and Botswana leader Ian Khama are some of the dignitaries invited to attend the Premier's wedding. Following the death of his wife Susan Tsvangirai in a car accident in 2009, the Prime Minister has been linked to several women, with some reports suggesting that he sired a baby with a Bulawayo woman, Loretta Nyati. There was no immediate comment from Mr. Tsvangirai's lawyers. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.